For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. For the past three summers, shouts, screams, the yelling of military commands, and even the sound of death have come from the stage of the Joy Performance Center in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. They are the reenacted voices of patriots and loyalist militias fighting in the backcountry of South Carolina, October 7th, 1780. Author and playwright Robert Inman brings his play, Liberty Mountain, the Revolutionary Drama, to the theater to share the story of an important American victory during the Revolutionary War.
Most of the story around Liberty Mountain takes place in South Carolina. People who settled the backcountry, who were trying to live peaceful lives until the Revolution caught them up. It was a rugged life. They were taming a wilderness. They were fighting Indians.
Inman says this rough and rugged lifestyle helped the settlers win the battle on Kings Mountain.
It was tough going, but because they were such rugged frontier people who faced death on a daily basis, they were well equipped to fight. They learned their fighting techniques from the Indian Wars. And when they surrounded the Loyalists who were up on top of Kings Mountain, they used all of their Indian fighting techniques to win that battle.
The opening scene of the play is the fight sequence you heard at the beginning of this report. Artistic and fight director Caleb Sigmund says the audience is immersed in a 360-degree experience of what life was like in 1780.
They smell the gunpowder. They hear the action. We're using these new visuals with this high-tech projection design that we implement this year for our first season ever. And we use all of these tools and devices to transport these people back to 1780, where they have to decide for themselves what they would do and then find themselves stuck on top of Kings Mountain during the battle.
35 people make up the acting cast. They consist of preteens, college students, and seasoned stage actors. And just like the original players of this real-life story, these actors must learn some rugged military moves.
We do extensive combat training, and they're trained in multiple different styles of weaponry and in fighting styles. So that way, whenever they hit the stage, they're well-versed in what they have to do and feel confident and, most importantly, safe.
The show has been running since June 24th and will end July 16th. In the lobby of the theater, Inman greets ticket holders before the show.
Was that fun?
He says each showing averages between 180 to 200 people.
God, I'm glad you got to see it.
And many of them are children. Before each show, outside in the adjacent garden, children get an up-close experience with actors fully clothed in costume. They learn about military attire and weapons.
One of our goals is to invest in young people. In order for the story to go on, they need to learn it so they can tell it to other people.
Inman says the entire production is to celebrate local history.
So this is our story. This is our local history. And something everybody in the Carolinas needs to know about, because were it not for the Battle of Kings Mountain, the Revolution might well have been lost.
In Kings Mountain, North Carolina, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.